Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good Friday and Easter are the climax of the church year. As we journeyed through Lent, our eyes looked toward Calvary. Now is the time to stand at the foot of the cross and look up. The mood is somber. The color of the day is black. Yet, as we see with eyes of faith, we realize this is a time of victory. Our Lord Jesus experienced death for us so that we may share his triumph over death. On Good Friday, we deal with death up close. We stand not beside a casket of a parent or grandparent, child, or another family member. We stand at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ. We experience the reality of death, his death. His death changes our experience of death. Now we stand before his cross and we feel the impact of his love for us as he experienced death up close. Death can be frightening. Sometimes it invades our lives with blazing speed. Sometimes it is slow and relentless as it stalks our target. Death comes in many ways, but it comes. It doesn't always seem fair. It can surprise. It can shock. Death does come close to us. Death would indeed leave us terrorized and empty, except for what took place on Friday. We call it Good Friday, a Friday when Jesus experienced death up close for us. The prophet Isaiah painted a poetic picture of what this Friday would be. He described a Savior, a suffering Savior, who would stand in our place and experience death up close. For us who are part of fallen humanity, death is justice. It is a verdict that fits the crime. We have disobeyed God and deserve death. But now the suffering Savior comes near, as Isaiah describes it. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Our Lord experienced death up close. What comfort it is that when we face danger, we have a heavenly Savior who seeks to come near. About 3 months ago, we celebrated Christmas. We rejoiced that God loved us so much that he was born. He was born among us. However, the power of the incarnation is not just that Christ was born to join us in life. He was also born to join us in death. He is no distant God, viewing our world from a heavenly executive palace. He comes to walk with us in our sorrow. He comes to carry us in our infirmities. He comes to be near us in all that causes us heartache. He comes to face it all with us. Our suffering Savior knows death up close. He felt the bite of death. He winced at the piercing of the nails. He endured the taunting of the crowd and the unjust accusations. He didn't simply view death from a casual distance. He was no simple spectator. He joined himself to us and absorbed the blows of the hammer that should have been ours. In his death, he carried our sorrows. He came to the scene of our guilt. He stretched out his hands to receive our sin. He looked death in the eye. He left nothing undone. He said, "It is finished." All was completed. The obligation paid. He closed the book on our failure. The debt was settled. All was accomplished. On this Friday, we stand at the foot of the cross to view a crucified Jesus. We experience death up close, the death of our suffering Savior. But something has changed. In fact, because of Jesus, everything has changed. We can look into the eyes of death and see not a conquering villain, but an enemy that is conquered. Now we can see through the eyes of faith. We see that this is Good Friday. We have vision. We have the vision that takes us beyond this moment and allows us to look to the empty tomb. Now we can see victory in death. Now we can find hope in sorrow. We too are unable to see past God Good Friday's moment of grief to our Lord's victory. For we have a suffering servant. He experienced death up close. He won, and because he lives, we shall live. Soon, it will be Easter. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.